Whether you missed a BS between 6 and 9, or just want to hear it again, you've come to the right place. Jamie and Lee on Listener, anytime you want them.
A big welcome to a man who has got some relief this week, Anthony Maroon from the Triple M NRL call team and South Sydney supporter. How are you, mate?
Yes, well, everywhere I move in this neck of the woods, I'm getting, how are they going to go this week? Or you might get a win this week. Or
Funnily enough, big shout out to one of our mates, Rob, who called us up. He's a rampant Manly Sea Eagles supporter. He did ask how you reckoned you were going to go against the Bye.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. Well, mate, listen, Rob, get yourself some new material, old mate.
It's nice to be on the upper end of the ladder looking down rather than on the lower end of the ladder looking up. Mate, big week this week of NRL, and it all gets underway tonight. Should be a good match, actually. Roosters and the Storm going toe-to-toe up at Allianz.
Well, this is nearly this is bigger than Wagga Takes Two.
You take that back.
Look, I think that Roosters with Tedesco and Sam Walker coming back, they've got a lot to play for this year. Jared's last year, and they're just a good side. I think they'll win tonight.
I see Joey Manu off to Japanese rugby as well.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, that isn't it? Because, I mean, as I look at it, fellas, I see that the money, I mean, he could have probably got fullback money to go to another club in Sydney. So money's obviously not the entire motive, and obviously, he didn't want, as I think he said, he didn't want to play for another NRL club. So good on Joey Manu. He's been nothing but a wonderful breath of fresh air for rugby league. I love the way he plays, and I love his attitude to people and the game.
Absolute star as well.
Also, Japanese rugby would be a fantastic name for a band. Outstanding. Moving into Friday, the Dragons staying at home at Wynn Stadium and hosting the Warriors. Warriors making the trip over the Tasman for once in the last few weeks.
Jamie, just before we get to that, we could get Japanese rugby, the band, to play at Havels on the Bidgee if we get that on.
Lock it in.
Yeah. Sorry, just writing that down, Maru. Big car news for me this week as well. My car today at some point will tick over 100,000 Ks as I look.
How long have you? That's nothing. That's nothing, Lee. What? How come you've only done 100,000 bloody Ks in your car?
Well, it tipped over when they put that big rack of Brontosaurus ribs on the window, and it took us a while to get it back on its wheels again.
Anyway, sorry,
mate, Dragons and Warriors.
Yes, look, Dragons, congratulations to them. They've already won 3 games this year, and I think they would have taken that if someone would have said that to them in the off-season. 6 rounds gone, and they've won 3 of them. Good on them. Flano's doing a great job. Turning the joint around, and I'm going to take Warriors, though. I think the Warriors, they're a good side. And on the back of Fisher Harris announcing he'll go and play there for a few years, I think Warriors are going places, and I think they'll win this one.
Interesting. Now, a bit later Friday night, Eels and Dolphins at TIO Stadium in Darwin, up north.
Yeah, fellas, poor old Dolphins. I mean, they're a great story, aren't they? And I think they are a proof that another Southeast Queensland team, even another one, would work. Yes, but look, the Dolphins are missing Flegler, Farnworth. They're missing Kafusi. They're missing Gilbert. And the list of the Hammer. So just too many injuries for the Dolphins. Power to win.
Mate, we've talked over the last couple of years about the Storm, who have lost players and lost players and lost players and still find a way to win. Panthers are starting to get in that boat as well. They're up against the Tigers this weekend. How will the crew at the Farmers Home react after this game?
Well, I tell you what, mate. You know we love everybody at the Farmers, and we love to go there for a beautiful meal, and they've been sponsoring us for 6 or 7 years. But, mate, honestly, the Tigers are no chance. I know they beat the Panthers last year in the rain, but I think we saw last weekend from the Tigers that they're still about, 4,000 miles off the front runners. And the Panthers at the moment, it's one, like you say, Lee, it's one of those systems that it's the next man mentality. The Panthers have it, Melbourne have it, the Roosters have it too. It doesn't matter who's in or out. It does, I suppose. But the Panthers, they've just got too good of a system. They'll win this game.
Yeah, I mean, it's happening in Bathurst too. They could always duck into the Ox across from the Panthers Leagues Club in Bathurst and grab a frothy chop or two to charge up before the game as well. Hey, Saturday, a bit later on Saturday, Arvo, Titans and Manly at Seabus up on the Goldie.
Titans have not won a game this year. No. Last week they got beaten with 8 seconds to go by the Raiders. By the halfback they let go, Jamal Fogarty kicked the field goal and said politely, "Get that up, yeah?" they haven't missed him at all, have they? Not Jamal Fogarty. But look, I think the Titans, where do they go from there? Do they strengthen up? Do they go backwards? I think they'll probably go backwards. I think Manly beat them comfortably.
Mate, Broncos taking on my Raiders up at Suncorp, Saturday night footy. Like, can the Raiders travel up north and come away with the 2 points?
Look, they'll give the Broncos a hell of a show. And we love the halves at the moment. We've already mentioned Jamal Fogarty. What about this kid, Lee, Ethan Strange?
He's great, isn't he? Jeez. And, like, you talk about the Raiders winning it with 8 seconds to go. It was on the back of his run that they got into a position where they could do that as well.
Absolutely, mate. He is a star, that kid. And I think a lot of people, myself included, thought, how would the Raiders be this year without Jackie Whiten? And at some point, they are going to miss Jack Whiten because yeah. he's a superstar. But this kid has really stood up, and so is Jamal Fogarty. And I love what the Raiders are doing, mate, but I just think that's probably too much of a task, the Broncos in Brisbane.
Yeah. Now, of course, it's Sunday, right, just after lunchtime, at Coors Stadium. It's going full British. We've got a couple of British icons, Bulldogs and Knights. You know, we're going to head along with our Jaffa Cakes and Spotted Dick and see a bit of what, Pip-Pip, old chap?
Well, I mean, I don't know about Spotted Dick. I never thought of it like that. The Dogs and the Knights, two British, yes, I suppose, two strong British characters. But look, I think, much like I said with the Titans, the Doggies nearly beat Melbourne, so where do they go from here? They might go backwards for a while, and they've got a big injury list as well, so Knights to win.
Final game of the round, the Sharks on top of the ladder. They are taking on the Cowboys, who have been red hot this season as well. Who are we going with?
Boys, we're going with the Sharks to win and stay on the top of the ladder. They're another side who've been doing good things with injuries. I expect them to go a long way into the finals and not straight out the back door like they have the last couple of years.
They've been a little bit under the radar this year, but just getting the job done.
Well, I think that, you know, their coach would love that, the fact that they have been under the radar a little bit, and he'd be quietly saying, you know what, I've been missing half a dozen forwards this year and I'm still getting the job done. So they finished top four. They look at what's happened the last couple of years, because I think the last couple of years, Lee, they have, certainly one of the last couple of years, straight out the back door. Didn't even win a finals game. So I think they're better than that, and I think they'll be better for having a couple of years of finals footy out of their belt. I think they're going to go a long way this year, the Sharkies.
Mate, you can catch every game live at the Farmers Home Hotel, their beautiful beer garden that they've got down there. And if you can't catch it live at the Farmers, you can always catch it live on Listener every game of the NRL with our man Anthony Maroon from the Triple M NRL call team. Mate, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we'll see you down at Havel's on the Bidgee with the Japanese rugby playing. What instrument are you playing in the newly formed band Japanese Rugby?
I might play the spoons, or when I was a kid, my old man
appropriate for a South Sydney supporter.
How very dare you, sir?
Yeah, how dare you, mate? You're outnumbered here. Well, when I was a kid, the old man taught me how to play the tally-ho on the comb. I don't know if you blokes are aware of that.
Oh, yeah, like the cigarette paper. It's sort of like a kazoo.
Yeah, yeah, it was very popular in Redfern in 1972.
If you couldn't get a hoop and stick, is that
mate, always a pleasure to catch up. We look forward to having you in the backing section of the band Japanese Rugby a little bit later on. 11 to 8, it's Jamie and Lee with you this morning, and Anthony Maroon. Go the Raiders,
go the Bunny.
Jamie and Lee on Listener anytime you want them, and live from 6 to 9 weekdays on the Riverina's Triple M.